I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've partnered with the Bastard Lord to kill the vampire leadership. I've killed one 8-ish to go, I think. Shit, I really need to pay better attention.
Welcome back to Midtown Mythos. You'll notice I'm speaking a little differently. That's because Brannigan has a hitachi, so this is going to be the special quieter episode. Not quite a whisper, but by God, if you're into ASMR, you're going to get your jollies today.
Not for me. Noel's going to speak in that nice, smooth tone, and then there's me talking the way I usually do, but sounding a little miserable, because I am. I've never heard a headache called a hitachi before. That just makes me think of Hitachi.
Ah, you ruined it. See, my mother had this habit when I was a kid of calling headaches hitachis. And I don't know why, but I just kind of grew up with that phrase in my head. So now it's there. Another one is if you have heartburn, that's agita. But that's actually a Italian thing. That's not just my mother being weird.
My mom calls Target Tarjay.
I mean, everyone's mother calls Target Tarjay.
And then JCPenney, she calls Jacques Penney.
Okay, that's actually pretty good. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
To be a suburban white mother. The fun you have with those A sounds.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, anything to make those, places sound a little bit fancier.
You know, like the fine ladies of the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah.
Back when ladies had, like, no privilege.
No agency.
None. Anyway, so what's the straight white male character doing in a dumpster again?
Well, he's right where he belongs. What do you mean? Hey!
Welcome to 2021, everybody. In fairness, we are both drinking.
Yeah. I think that might be part of why I have a headache, was because I had a couple of drinks, and then I stopped drinking for a minute because my drink ran out, and I hadn't gotten up to get another one. And then my brain was like, hey, you stopped. Why? I'm going to whine.
It reminds me a lot of this one episode of Always Sunny, while we're keeping the tangent going.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you guys here for Mythos? Too bad.
Yeah, it's the Always Sunny, you know, recap cast. Anyway.
Fast forward until people start dying, and then you're in the right place.
There you go, yeah. There's a flu going around.
Okay.
And so
they do.
Yeah, so the gang quarantines themselves in the bar.
Like you do.
Danny DeVito goes absolutely bug-fuck crazy and starts shaving himself and covering himself in hand sanitizer. While one by one, the gang end up further quarantining themselves in the bathroom, trapping themselves if they think that they are sick or if they think one of the others is sick.
Was this a pre-corona episode?
It was. Ah. But my God, it's so much more entertaining after fucking corona. So you end up with everyone except Frank locked in the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all are sick as shit until one of them, specifically Charlie, opens up what looks to be a bottle of drain cleaner and starts drinking it. And everyone's like, oh my fucking God, what's wrong with you? And he's like, I feel fine. What are you talking about? And they're like, what's in there? And he's like, vodka. And they're like, why do you have vodka in here? And he's like, because sometimes I need to drink and I need to get the fuck away from you guys. What are you talking about? And they're like, then why are you fine? And he's like, oh, well, I guess I just needed a drink. And they realize that all of them have such alcohol dependency that if they stop drinking for more than a few hours, they get painfully ill and look like they're about to die.
Oh, yay, alcoholism.
Yay. Anyway, so that brings us back to you. I'm just kidding. But no, okay, so you were in a dumpster and you were tracking down a smell.
Yep.
And As you're getting closer and closer to the bottom of this dumpster, you start to realize what it is that you're picking up. You're specifically smelling two things, actually. You're smelling tequila, and you're smelling decay.
Of?
You haven't found that yet.
Okay, well, I keep searching. All right. For the decaying thing.
Give me a finesse or vision roll.
What's higher? Ah, they're the same! Finesse it is! Fuck! 9.
So unfortunately, you're not quite landing on what is actually causing that decay smell.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of garbage in here, mm-hmm. and a lot of it has started to rot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing maggots on a lot of this.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, and you're crawling around in it.
Yeah.
Like a straight white man should. straight white cis man.
Yes.
I'm gonna add that caveat.
Yes.
I feel better now. Though, let's face it, I also belong in a dumpster.
You know, depending on the day, we all kind of do.
And sometimes we just feel like we belong in a dumpster. And I think that's where you are right now.
The headache is going away. I think the Excedrin and chugging half a bottle of Powerade helped, actually.
That's not even... That's a quarter.
It's a third. It's right below the...
okay, I'll give you a third. Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think you were just dehydrated. You might not have gotten enough water today.
That's possible. I did not drink any water today.
Yeah, you avoid water.
I was thinking, I was like, no, all I've had today was the milk that was in my cereal this morning.
That's not good. That is not good, Bran.
Yeah.
Bad Bran.
Yeah. Oh, no, I take that back. I had some Pepsi also.
That's even worse.
There's still water in it.
No, Pepsi dehydrates you.
No, it's... Okay, drinking a Pepsi would be better than drinking nothing at all, though. But anyway, back to whatever the hell we were talking about before we went off on this tangent.
Oh, you were in a dumpster.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We have made so much progress. You found out you're covered in maggots, and then we started talking about 9/11.
Yeah.
So how much time have we burned already?
We are at like 18 minutes.
Nice. Okay, this is better than I expected. I thought it would be like 40. So since you've determined nothing, what would you like to do?
Just trying to find the source of the decay in the dumpster. I'm still looking.
All right. Well, I did mention another option. You had rolled vision, right?
No, I'd rolled finesse, so now I'm going to roll vision.
Okay.
See if I can see something other than maggots. Not great. 14.
I mean, that's significantly better than 9.
It is, and it's a dumpster, so it's a small space.
Yeah.
I'll find it eventually.
The one thing that you're noticing is it's a fairly minor difference, but it's notable when you start to really pay attention. You start really focusing in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the maggots are moving, and some of them are distinctly not. Some of them are completely still.
Okay, can I check out what the non-moving maggots are concentrated around, if there's any particular thing that they seem to be concentrated around?
Well, that's the thing, is the non-moving maggots are dead, and the closer that you look at them, like really inspecting them,
mm-hmm.
you're realizing these aren't actually technically maggots. I mean, they are a... worm. They are a very basic, like, early insectile larva. Worm of some kind. Yeah, a larva, thank you. But while they do look a little like maggots, closer inspection, they are not maggots.
I can't tell what they are?
No, you've never seen anything like this.
Okay. Can I roll intellect to see if I suspect that this is fairy shit?
Sure.
The brand suspects it's fairy shit. Intellect would be 22.
Well.
Sir, that is a good intellect roll.
Yeah, I'm actually going to change it slightly for you because I'm realizing intellect has nothing to do with suspicions.
Mm.
That would be more instinct. But the two scores are the same, so yes. I'm going to count that as that.
Okay, so I rolled instinct. What does my instinct tell me?
Your instincts in spite of all signs pointing to probably fairy shit, just based on the fact that it's a weird worm, your instincts are saying probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something about this, it doesn't feel like fairy shit.
Okay.
Even though all signs point to, yes, there's just something there, something different about this.
Okay. I'm going to take a picture of them, and then I'm going to go on Reddit and post it on What Is This Bug?
God, what was the fake Reddit that we came up with?
Did we come up with a specific Reddit one?
Tider.
Tider?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Titter.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, because I suggested Tider, then you said Titter, and then I was like, you're right, that one's better.
Because we're adults.
It's not Titter.
I know, but it sounds like it could be.
So
that didn't work. Because you went like a... don't worry about it.
Anyway, so you go on... Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm laughing because you just like just move right over your dumb joke. Ignore that.
Yes.
Which was the correct response. I just was amused by it.
Yes. Anyway, you go on t/whatsthisbug. Yeah, that's pretty clever, right?
Yeah.
It's a little
instead
change.
R/, yep, yeah. I like it. Anyway.
So you go on t/whatsthisbug and you make a post and you wait. Did you want to wait in the dumpster?
No. I'm also going
just gonna take off the coat, use it as a blanket, just sort of curl up in there like homeless
it's like,
man.
Homeless now. Yep. No, I'm going to collect them. Is there anything in the dumpster I could use to like put them in?
Actually, roll vision or finesse.
Okay. Finesse. 26.
Yeah, there's an unbroken tequila bottle in here.
Okay, I'll pop them in there. And I'm sorry, can I get a clarification? You said, as I'm looking at the dead maggots, they turned out not to be maggots. Are the live ones, those are maggots, or those are the same thing? Okay, gotcha.
The live ones are absolutely just maggots.
Garden variety, whatever.
Yep.
Housefly, bug, whatever. Well, I guess not necessarily housefly, because it's outside, but yeah.
Buggy boys that like to eat rotting shit.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
maggots. And sometimes literal shit.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I collect some of those bad boys in an unbroken tequila bottle.
You're struck by a weird sense of irony as you do this.
Am I?
Tequila worms?
Oh! I don't really drink tequila, so I didn't. That didn't occur to me. But you, sir, like tequila, and you like putting it in Mountain Dew, which is not good.
Actually, I don't really like tequila that much. That's why that bottle of tequila is almost entirely untouched. Elle's the tequila drinker.
Ah, yeah, because I remember, I think that was the bottle of tequila I got you as a housewarming gift, because you're like, oh, my bar doesn't have tequila. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll fix that.
Yeah. And I usually don't need it. In fact, up until recently, when I discovered a really good peach vodka I like, I functionally never used vodka either. I think it's a stupid alcohol that doesn't have much use until you flavor it with something nice. Then I'm like, all on board.
Yeah, I don't... that's the only way I typically will drink vodka also is when it's flavored. I don't, the just straight vodka doesn't really hold much appeal for me, other than like when you throw it in other cocktails to give it more strength.
See, even then, my thought is, if you're going to throw alcohol into a cocktail to give it more strength, why not throw something that has flavor in to give it more flavor?
But yeah, normally I only like tequila in margaritas. And I do love me a margarita.
See, we're going on another tangent. So you take this tequila bottle of worms. See, I caught it this time. And you start making your way out of the dumpster. And what would you like to do?
Okay, I want to, what was that? Oh, did I get a notification on my phone? Okay, yeah. All right, now that I'm out of the dumpster, I shall check my phone.
And it's a Titter notification.
Okay.
And it's some dude saying, I don't know, might be some kind of caterpillar.
Okay, I'll put my phone back in my pocket. Also, Travis would have his phone on silent, so it wouldn't be a doodaloo or whatever noise he made, it would just be
zzz. Oh, it just went bing.
Okay.
Oh, bzz.
Bzz.
Anyway. fucking make a choice.
Okay, so I want to bring at least one of them to that same lab to be tested, and then also I want to look online and see if there's any like insect experts in town.
Okay. You go over to that lab, and the guy at the lab, he's still there. He's working late on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it late now?
Oh, wait, it was morning when this was happening, wasn't it? Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's like, he pulled an all-nighter trying to figure out the alcohol. And he's like, it's just...
I'm sorry. I think I'd only just dropped off the alcohol that morning. Unless you want it to have been done the day before so that he has results now. I'm also perfectly happy with that.
He has results.
Okay, yay!
He has looked over the alcohol and just determined that it's a mixture of beer and whiskey.
Gross.
I mean, some people drink that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a boiler maker? Is that what the one where it's you drop the shot, I think, of whiskey into a beer and then you chug the beer? Is that what it's called?
I think... No. God, what is that? Let me double check here. No, honey. Elle's sending me anything off of Instagram.
Ah, how dare she.
Boiler maker. Well, it is a beer cocktail. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Huh.
If
I recall correctly, in the Thor movie, Dr. Selvig and Thor were drinking Boilermakers.
That sounds right. I haven't watched that movie in forever.
Me either, but I do remember that scene. Anyway, so, okay, you have results. Oh no, you already gave me the results, so that's why we went on that tangent. Okay, so I bring him the bug, and I ask him, do you know what this bug is, this larva?
And he sort of squints at it and says, no, I'm not an insect expert.
Any way you could put it in, like, a mass spectrometer or whatever kind of tools you guys use and figure out if it's got any kind of chemical in it? Because all the ones I found in the dumpster behind the bar were dead.
And he sort of narrows his eyes until you start talking about finding out any chemicals. And he was like, oh, yeah, that we can probably do. And he sort of shakes it out and starts to, like, pulp it. Like,
okay, only one, though, right? I want others for...
Yes.
Okay.
Smooshes this poor little fucker to...
It's already dead.
Ooze and...
Yeah, also, still. It's a bug, so Travis would not care. And even, you know what? Even if it wasn't a bug, it's Travis, and Travis would not care.
Fair enough. So he smushes it to ooze, and he starts preparing it to run through the mass spectrometer.
All right.
Is he or whatever other tool he uses.
Yeah. It's like, what tool can I... Like, what machine can I pull from my years of watching various forensic files and stuff? Mass spectrometer. That's what what's-her-face
Tangent.
Always used
Continue.
On NCIS for the stuff. Major mass spec. Abby, that's her name.
That's great. Tangent. Yep. Continue.
That was related.
Barely.
But yeah, so is it gonna be done while I'm standing there, or do I have to wait again?
You'll have to wait again.
Okay. So yeah, I tell him, okay.
Now, by the same token, if you take long enough, I'm gonna just forget. The result's a lot faster.
Travis just stands there for 24 hours. I use the wait feature like in Skyrim.
And the GM forgets what the fuck he was talking about and goes, oh, the results are ready. Anyway, get the fuck out.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna look online, find a bug person.
Okay. Let me see here. So would you like to know the bad news?
Is there no bug person?
The best bet for a good bug person is going to be on the other side of the country in the city state of Philo.
Okay, well, I don't want somebody who's in Philo. Is there a local university or anybody? Anything?
If you travel about 2 hours south to Trial, that's a lot of universities in one area.
There's no university in, where am I?
Quebec.
Quebec doesn't have a university?
There's not a bug expert in Quebec. Hmm. That's the point that I keep trying to get at. And you keep happily dancing around.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah. Good try, but no. You don't have a buggy person on deck right now.
There's no bug experts in the entirety of Quebec.
No, none that are specifically mentioned online.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, I want to find one who's in Trial and call them on the phone and ask if I can send them a picture.
And you managed to get hold of a... One second. Okay, there are four names here, and I can't remember which of these three male names are used in this or my little solo game. Does the name Irving Duffy ring a bell?
Yes. How about one of the vampire lords.
Irving Duffy was not a vampire lord. I can tell you that for a fucking fact, because I've got a list
was
of
he?
Those
oh,
kinds of bitches.
No, he was the doctor. He was the doctor in the brain freeze episode.
Gotcha. How about Rob Whitfield?
Rob Whitfield was the guy I went to
Toluqua?
Toluqua to pick up.
How about Spencer Cleary? Oh, that's the dude that you have doing the spectrometer shit.
Okay. If you say so.
Okay. So you contact... Oh, here's one that I can use, because I know for a fact that that's from my solo game, and I'll move it down here now. You managed to get hold of a Professor Ziegler.
Hmm.
Yeah. First name, Walt.
Walt. Walt Ziegler.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the solo game, he is a vamp.
Okay, that's why it sounds familiar, is because you've told me about your solo game.
Yep. And guys, if you want to check out the solo game, hop onto Patreon, and you can actually get access to that for only a dollar. Now, granted, it's only text posts, and they only come out, like, maybe once a month at most, but still.
When you've had time to work on your solo RP story,
basically. Which is almost never.
And write it out, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not just a story. That's the cool part. It is actually me doing a full RP with dice, so.
Yeah, Null found, like, a guide online for turning any system, basically, into a solo role-playing game, and so he found a way to make it work for Mythos, and he's also created like lists of prompts and that sort of thing, so that he can play by himself and just kind of, you know, create this cool little story that you probably remember if you listen to the credits of a previous episode, I think it was episode 13. I think it was Brain Freeze that you did like a short rundown of what had happened so far in your solo campaign.
Did I?
I believe it was at the end of Brain Freeze.
Yeah, I'll trust you. I don't remember.
Did you not listen to Brain Freeze yet? I'm heartbroken.
I didn't have a chance to listen to it. I barely got a chance to upload it because I was busy trying to rebuild my resume to apply for a job at a university.
Ah, fancy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That episode just came out, in case you're wondering when we're recording this.
Yes. The date today is August 27th.
2021.
8:49. That's the exact time.
It is.
Anyway, okay, we're fucking around and being weird.
We
okay.
are. That is our forte.
So anyway, you contact a Professor Ziegler.
Okay.
And he replies that if you can give him just a little bit to handle this situation at his in his office, he's helping a student right now, he can do a video call with you.
I tell him, okay, yeah, just call me back whenever you're ready.
And he sends a little thumbs up text.
All right. Oh, I was texting him?
I thought you were messaging him. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Whatever works. That's fine. Then I don't have to do the phone call sound effect.
Phone calls are terrible, yes. Anyway, so, yeah, you've got a little bit of time to kill to either wait for results from the mass spectrometer or from a Mr. Bugman. Ooh, I should have just called you Mr. Bugman.
Mr. Bugman. Bug me a man.
Terrible.
Very.
A plus.
Not even how the song grows.
That's what made it great.
Okay, yeah, so I want to go online and see if I can find anything weird about that bar in the deep dark corners of the internets. What was the bar called again? Do you remember?
The Third Rail.
Third Rail. Oh, yes. I remember because I talked about how that's the name of a bar in Fallout 4.
Yes. So you do some looking around online, and it's been around for about 15 years now. It's become sort of a staple for the local sort of young folk crowd.
Youths.
Yeah. The early 20 assholes.
Mm-hmm. The college set.
Yeah.
Except not bug expert college students.
Yeah. And otherwise, that's really about it. It's not got a particularly illustrious history. It's not that terribly fancy. There's not really been any issues there up until recently. And again, the health department doesn't really think that there is an actual issue there. They see it as just a vague correlation, not causation.
All right. Anything mentioned in, like, reviews or anything like that?
You're scrolling through Google reviews and Shriek reviews.
Shriek?
Yelp.
Oh. Shriek. I snorted.
So you're looking through different reviews, though, and people just seem to think that it's a fun place to get shit-faced, and that's about it. It's pretty nonchalant and not that huge of a deal in most people's eyes. You're really the first person to really cast a lot of scrutiny at it.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
All Who the got cursed? Calls.
Huh?
Who got cursed?
What are you talking about?
Are those not D10s?
I keep them on hand just in case you curse somebody.
Gotcha.
Yeah, whenever there's a hellion around, I need to have these little fuckers out.
Even though Travis really has not used curse that much.
No, pretty all. Much the only thing that you really do is you blink and you try to use...
Advocate? Advocacy?
Yeah, advocacy. You try to use advocacy and then you kind of suck at it because you try and do really bombastic things instead of little things.
Yeah.
It was really designed to try and just nudge people towards bad decisions.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to make an entire fucking team of people do a conga dance and set me free. And it's like, oh, Bran, that's really not how that works.
Yeah. The only people I can remember cursing, I cursed some cop, I think. And then I cursed the bastard lord, but then I also told him I did it, you know, because we're working together for the moment, yeah. Probably. So, I'm going to, I guess, just, I didn't find anything online. Have I heard back from that professor yet?
No, you were just sort of fucking around online for a minute.
Okay. How long before I hear from the professor?
You really don't know? I'm not going to
Okay, provide. But how long...
You misunderstood if you're my just question. Staying there in your car, twiddling your dick?
Not my dick specifically, but yes.
Okay. You actually get a notification from Titter before you get a call back from the professor.
Okay.
And it is some kid. You don't know where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
But it is clearly, like, someone under 20. And he's saying there was nothing like that in his big book of bugs.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever this is, it's weird and new to him.
So I'm going to keep waiting for the professor to get back to me.
Okay. Where are you, by the way?
I thought we established I was sitting in my car playing with my dick.
Yes, but where is your car currently seated?
Okay. Probably in the parking lot of wherever the lab is.
Okay, that's what I was expecting. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page.
Okay.
So you're not, like, just teleporting around town.
Oh.
I mean, you can teleport, but you need to do so via eyesight. You can't just teleport in your car wholesale whenever you want.
That would probably require space magic.
Yeah. Or just me not paying attention. You've done that in the past.
Yeah.
You've teleported your weapons across entire cities
Sounds
in the
about
past.
Right.
Yeah. And I then try and call you on. You're like, no, remember? And I'm like, no, that's part of the problem is I don't.
So, and it didn't necessarily teleport it. You just don't remember if I had the thing or not.
Yes, but in certain cases I've listened back to some of the episodes to realize that I had been right on a couple occasions.
Once in a while.
Yeah, and then you just fucking bullshitted me and I played along with it like, oh yeah, like,
I'm sure I wasn't bullshitting you. I'm sure I just had a different memory than you did.
Okay, alternate reality Bran. Anyway.
Evil Bran, I have a goatee.
Okay.
Nice beard scratch there.
Thank you. Oh, that actually feels really good. Okay, gotta stop. Gotta stop. Okay. Trying to remember the name. Hold on.
Cleary? Spencer Cleary?
No, shush. Another
professor?
Professor Ziegler.
Mm-hmm.
He actually does start doing a video call to you. Do you want to answer?
Yes.
And he asks if you can hold the... worm up to the camera again.
Yep, I do that.
And he confirms that worm, he's seen things like it,
mm-hmm.
but he's never seen that.
Okay. What does he say that he's seen similar to it?
There are some worms. Shit, I'm trying to remember the location. Hold on. There are some worms from down in Mexico that he's seen that look kind of similar, but he's never seen these specifically.
What, are they larvae or are they worms?
In this particular case, that counts as both. Both are true. They look like a worm, but they are a larval stage of a beetle.
Okay, what kind of beetle?
You're gonna make me come up with a fucking... He rattles off something in Latin or Greek, and you don't recognize the words.
Okay.
And he's like, there isn't really a good street name for them yet.
Okay. Street name.
Normal people calling phrase.
I just imagine some gangster beetles dealing drugs.
No, even better. A gangster like, do you want to shoot up some beetles, man?
No, I'm picturing a beetle, like a ladybug, and be like, yeah, my real name is Ladybug, but on the street I'm known as something else. I don't know. I couldn't think of a good street name for a ladybug. Street name is Spots.
Spotsy Calcutta. We're fucking lame.
Yep.
Kill us now. Okay. All right, 1 second. They don't have one of those. Okay, so yeah, you're not gonna get a actual phrase here, because I was looking for a specific language on Google Translate. Because that's functionally a clue. I mean, you obviously already knew that it was some kind of clue.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you didn't, now you do.
Yeah, I figured it was a clue.
Yeah, but I can't find anything online that I could use to start generating a name for those little bastards.
You couldn't find a Aztec name generator?
Translator, but
okay.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, Aztec.
Just come up with just something nice and crunchy, like avocado or...
No, because I actually try and respect cultures when I'm coming up with shit. That's why actually several of the names from around
Kannada,
they are, if not based on specifically tribe words, they are based off of the names of tribes, and I tried to stick to names of tribes that were in those areas.
Right.
It's not perfect because I'm a fucking idiot and I know next to nothing about Native American culture. But by God, I tried.
Isn't there a place in Ontario called Kannada?
Yeah. In fact, neat fact, that was the word for the entirety of the continent.
Hmm.
That's why the United States of Kannada is called Kannada, because Canada is the idiot white person version of Kannata.
Yeah.
Spelled K-A-N-A-T-A.
Hmm.
And therefore, if you go to the... province of Ontario, I almost called it a city-state, and I would have felt really fucking stupid. If you go to the actual province of Ontario, that is where the township of Kannada is. And that's how I know how to pronounce Kannada.
Nice.
Yeah. Instead of pronouncing it as Kannata.
Kannada.
I can Ada. Kannada.
No. I'm confused by the... Canadian national anthem. I would have thought it'd be A Canada. You're like, no, that joke didn't work for me. Fuck you.
I used to know that anthem by fucking heart and I loved singing it. It's gonna sound stupid. When I was a kid, I was grossly patriotic to Canada. I fucking loved living there. I loved Canada like some motherfuckers love America.
Yeah, if I moved to Canada, I think I'd love Canada too. Soak up that free healthcare.
Oh, see, no, it's gonna sound nuts. I didn't, when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, you were a kid. You didn't give a shit about any of that.
It was. I'm trying to think how to explain it. I didn't really understand the differences fully between America and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew was that there was this sense of just, I don't want to say rightness, but there was this just sense of wholesomeness and decency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the people who were not good people in Canada, it was like they were better than the people down here.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There was just something so good about Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's actually like touching a weird little emotional core for me that we do not have the time to get into. But yeah. So anyway, worms.
Yeah.
I love Canada. Anyway, worms. Why do I still have 9/11 up on my laptop? Jesus Christ.
This episode's been a mess.
Yeah. Started with you having a headache and me having a fucking mental break.
My head's fine now, by the way, in case you care.
Good. Yeah. See, I'm sure it was the Powerade.
I'm sure it was the Excedrin.
I'm sure it was the Powerade, you dehydrated bitch.
Anywho.
I love you.
I love you too, bestie.
Oh, there you go. So, worms.
Yes, worms. I can't think of anything else to ask him on the call since he's not familiar with it. He said there's some other beetle, Aztec beetle.
Mexican beetle.
Yeah, sorry, Mexican beetle. All right, I'm going to head back to the dumpster, see if I could find any beetles around there, and see if I could find anything that, other than tequila, that looks Mexican.
Okay. You make your way back over to that dumpster, and you're looking around in it, and you're not seeing any beetles. I'm not even going to make you roll.
Okay.
You're not seeing any beetles, and other than tequila, you're not seeing anything Mexican.
Okay. What time is it?
It is 3 p.m.
3 p.m.? Okay. So is the bar open, I assume?
About to open.
Okay.
About another hour.
Okay. I'm hanging around. Would it be an intellect roll to see if I remember seeing anything, Mexican in the bar the previous night?
Yeah, that would be intellect, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna roll intellect, see if I remember seeing anything Mexican in the bar last night. Is that a 19? Ooh, that is a 19. Very nice. Oh, there's a prep list on my notebook. 26.
Nothing other than, you know, there was the tequila. You thought you may have seen, like, a dude, like, from Mexico in there, but he was just a patron, drinking like everyone else.
Yeah, I'm not going to be racist and be like, he had dark skin. Might be a problem.
Good.
But I better suspect this guy.
Good, because the idea was I'm implying diversity, not racism. So yes. I'm glad that you picked up what I was putting down. Nathan, you need to get in on this insult, like, storm. Hurry. Oh, never mind. The storm's over. You missed your chance, buddy. I can literally picture in my mind, like, Nathan getting really excited, opening an email and just starting to type, fuck you, Null. And then I'm like, storm's over. And he's like, oh, damn it.
Maybe no, he's still going to send it. He's still going to send it.
Yeah, probably.
Or message on Patreon or something.
Probably.
Or message me on Discord.
Yeah, he knows better at this point than to try and message me on Discord. It's like, hey, when was the last time you were on Discord? Last year.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you need to get Null on Discord. And I was like, he's not gonna.
Yeah. That's like reminding me to get on Twitter more. It's like, I've tried.
Do you even have Discord on your phone?
I think I do, but I'm pretty sure I silenced it because I got so sick and tired of receiving notifications over every little thing. Oh no, I removed it again.
Huh. I mean, you could just mute things. I have everything except for the Midtown Mythos server muted.
I tried muting everything, and then I still got notifications for every time you rolled dice.
Oh.
Every
that would get annoying.
Single fucking time. Yeah. It really wore me down mentally, and I was like, nope, fuck this. I don't care about my own server. I know I built it, but it can fuck off into that dark good night.
Like, oh, look, Bran's having a good time. God damn it.
Fuck you. I need to sleep. Which is true. I sleep during the day.
Oh, speaking, in case you hadn't picked up on that comment,
Caracas?
Conversation. There is a Midtown Mythos Discord server if you want to join. It's primarily used for me to run my own Mythos game. So check that out. You can find a link on the Twitter and on the Facebook, or just message me, slide into my DMs on Twitter if you want it on that. Anyway.
Yeah, slide into the DMs, but not the GMs. Leave me alone.
Do like a baseball slide into the GM. Just like get him with your cleats.
Well, until you mentioned cleats, it sounded dirty, and I was kind of into it.
You're not into cleats? That's not your kink?
No, I don't. I don't need to be stabbed with cleats. That doesn't sound fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teach their own.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so now that this has gotten really weird and a little bit homoerotic, where were we?
I was hanging out by a dumpster. There were not beetles, and there had been a Mexican man in the bar the night before, but we're not racist, and he was a patron.
Yes.
Okay.
You were going to roll the die again, weren't you?
No, I'm fiddling with the cord because it's there. Tangling myself up in it.
I was gonna say, don't hurt yourself. Okay. You might need to roll dice again. Anyway, so what would you like to do? Oh, actually, I just spotted something. You would, in that little spouted off like name for the beetle, you would probably recognize at least a tiny fraction of what it was called, just because you apparently do speak some Aztec. Yes. I've forgotten about that.
I had not.
Yeah, so you would know, like, jeweled.
Jeweled.
Yeah. Part of the beetle's name is jeweled something, 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 something.
Hmm. Okay. But in Latin. Or Aztec, apparently.
Yeah. I decided, fuck it. Apparently, there is apparently a name for it. It's just not Americanized or statesian.
Okay.
Statesianized.
Canonized. 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 He's not a saint.
These beetles ain't saints. Ooh, actually, that would make a really good book name, especially if it was about, like, Paul McCartney. These Beatles Ain't Saints. Oh my god, that's amazing. Someone get writing.
And then, so there's the ladybug, their street name was Spots, and then there's a different beetle, and their street name is Saint.
Paul McCartney.
There's also one. No, his actual name is Paul McCartney, and then his street name is Saint.
Oh, I like my way better, because having the street name... Can you imagine if some dude, like, pulled a fucking Glock on you and said, hey, my name is Paul McCartney?
I do always introduce myself to someone before I rob them. That is proper mugging etiquette, is to be like, hi, here's my full name.
And I will be mugging you this evening.
Okay, now place your hands in the air. No, you have to put your hands up. This is how they showed me how to do it.
Actually, I'm sorry. Hello, my name is Paul McCartney, and I will be your mugger this evening.
Hello, my name is Paul McCartney. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Oh, that actually made me sad because I read a really touching story about that today.
Oh, did you watch the video, the TikTok video of the lady telling a story about her dad and cancer and Mandy Patinkin listening to it?
No, I read an article about him doing an interview and someone asked him about that scene.
Yeah, his dad and cancer, and he felt like he was defeating cancer. Yeah, so there's,
we don't need to go into it. The internet can find the internet.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you real quick, but look for the video of, the girl on, TikTok sending him a message. It was, very emotional.
I don't need to watch that and make myself even sadder when I watch an awesome movie.
Okay.
I don't need sadness in my life. I'd like feeling joy.
Okay.
On the rare occasions I experience it. Sometimes I even experience it playing this fucking game with you.
Ow!
Sometimes. we're going to set that back down. No, laptop. See, that's how long it's taken for us to do this one fucking scene, is my laptop just went to sleep. It was like, fuck you, I'm out. So, what the fuck are you doing?
I have no idea.
Believe me, everyone can tell. No, everyone's saying the same thing about me, though. Everyone listening is like, these two don't know what the fuck they're doing anymore. They've lost the plot.
Yeah. Some kind of jeweled beetle.
I think you're overthinking that. I was just giving that as flavor.
Okay. So what do I know about Mexico?
Not a heck of a lot. The place is very tightly controlled. There's a lot of very high-power businesses down there. You do know the origin of how Mezico became Mezico, which is that people from Spain tried to make the jump over and visit.
Conquistadors.
And the Spaniards ended up having their throats ripped out. Deadyards. And their boats... What?
The Spaniards ended up deadyards.
Yes. They had their guts ripped out and their ships were set on fire.
Hmm.
And when enough ships didn't make it back, Spain stopped sending ships. And Mezico basically kind of established, you leave us the fuck alone. Anyone that comes and bothers us will end up dead. And that's just been kind of the fucking immigration policy ever since. Mm-hmm. Is if you enter Mezico, you end up dead.
So you said they have a lot of high-powered business. Do they still do trade with the other countries?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, other than the fact that outsiders are not fucking welcome, they still otherwise operate like a perfectly normal country, and on very rare occasion, there are people that are allowed in or out, obviously.
Yeah.
That's kind of required to maintain, you know, normal trade.
Right.
But generally speaking, people that are not visiting for explicit business purposes aren't welcome.
Okay. Was I given contact information for any of the survivors?
There haven't been survivors.
Oh, I thought that so everybody who got sick died?
Yeah, there's been 8 people who have gotten sick, and those people have died.
Gotcha. For some reason, I thought that there had been, like, more than that, but they hadn't all died.
I mean, I don't recall that. I might be wrong. If I'm not wrong, then it's entirely irrelevant to the plot, or else I would be... Oh, like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, but no, it's entirely irrelevant.
Okay. And I think I remember from last time you saying that there wasn't really any commonalities between the people who died.
Other than age range.
Right.
And even then, I'll go ahead and say, I don't know if I did last time. There was one person who was in, like, his 40s that happened to be in there. Same thing.
Okay. Was there any record of what each of them had ordered at the bar?
No.
Okay. Okay, so once the bar opens, I'm gonna go in and see if they'll get me itemized receipts from what each of those people, if they can, from when they were there.
Okay. You head in there, and they have opened. I'm gonna say you wasted an hour thinking and playing with dumpster stuff. Mm-hmm. Looking for beetles.
Researching Mezico and beetles online. But not necessarily Mezican beetles, but the two
and
things independently.
Playing in the trash.
Yep.
Standing in the trash, researching beetles on your phone.
Yep, just standing on all the garbage and, like, occasionally, like, jumping up and down, and then not.
Now, I'm picturing, like, you have made a nest for yourself out of the trash bags and just curled up in it, like, almost like a ball pit of, like, massive wads of garbage, and you're just playing with your phone.
Okay. You picture what you want.
I will. And it's beautiful.
Okay.
Kind of like right now, it's actually really neat. The shape of the pop filter is like perfectly silhouetted against the shape of your glasses and perfectly covering the ridge of your nose. So you almost look like Bane right now.
Like that picture I have of you where you're holding the pop filter up to your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I had it like draped over my face, but yeah.
Yeah. You did. Okay, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
God, that was stupid.
Yes. Well, we're silly people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you go inside, and you're bothering the manager whose name I can't remember again.
Yeah, I don't remember if we gave him a name.
Hmm. Maybe that was Walt Ziegler. I don't know. Anyway, so you're bothering the manager, and I'll go ahead and jump in for you as a courtesy, sort of to get the ball rolling on the whole thing. You're telling him outright you don't think that this bar is responsible for anything necessarily, and that you're not trying to blame him or take down anything. You're just wanting to get to the bottom of what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, that's accurate, yeah.
Because otherwise you'd, like, manage to piss him off last time.
Mm.
Yep. You were just really bad at people in this game.
Sounds like Travis.
Yeah.
And Bran.
And Bran.
And Alex.
And Alex. And Bran. And Null.
Yeah.
And Bran.
All just bad at people.
Yeah, that's why we hang out together, is we're bad at people.
We're bad at people together.
Ugh. Including each other sometimes.
Yes. Anyway.
So, after some, like, talking him down, he lets you into his office, and he starts taking out all of the receipts. There's like 500 pages of just one at a time lines of ordered drinks and what tab they went on to.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes out a highlighter and he goes through and one by one, and this takes like an hour and a half for him to do for mm-hmm. you, by the way. But he's going through and he's highlighting the relevant charges of what was ordered. And he's going through and explaining to you what was ordered.
Okay.
A very wide variety of cocktails is sort of the gist of this.
Okay. I'm not seeing any overlap across the people. It's not like they all ordered one drink.
No, there's not any one drink specifically that, like, everyone has in common. There's a wide variety of mixed things. If you want to try and do a roll, a trait roll, you might be able to start narrowing the field a little bit. But
okay. Yeah, I'm going to do an intellect roll. And I also, like, not necessarily as part of the roll. I could do a separate roll if you want me to. But is there any, like, consistency in, like, the time that they were there or particular day of the week? Anything like that?
Go ahead and do that one first. That's also going to be an intellect roll.
Okay. So first intellect roll is going to be a 17 for the commonalities between mixed drinks.
Oh, I was going to have you do the times.
Oh, okay. First. So that's a 17 then, I guess.
No connections.
Okay.
Just all different times of evening, different days of the week, different days in general.
Okay. And then for the ingredients and whatnot. Ooh, that's not as good. That's a 12.
There are some overlaps in some of the ingredients. Some of them use the same rum. Some of them would be using gin. A lot of whiskey drinks, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of beer. Tequila. Winkety wink, wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've already kind of started nudging at that like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So there's a few different things that overlap, but those are sort of the biggies.
Okay. Is there a lot of tequila ordered outside of those eight individuals?
Not as much as you would think. There's a lot more whiskey and vodka being consumed than tequila.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so I'd smelled something funky out by the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever tequilas they have in here, can I sniff at them to see if there's anything funky about any of them?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a sniffing roll that you would like me to do?
No, you just say that you want to sniff, but first, you actually get a phone call.
Okay, I answer my phone.
It is that dude from the lab.
Splinter Cleary.
Yeah, and he is telling you that there was actually something kind of funky about that worm.
Okay, tell me about the funky worm. I thought you'd enjoy that. Enjoyed it a lot more than I expected. It's a very quiet laugh, but no Liz laughing.
I think we found our episode name.
No, the funky worm.
No. Tell me about the funky worm.
Write that down.
I'm going straight onto the spreadsheet for this one. I mean, holy shit, that was art.
It's not often that I get to name an episode. You're usually the name king.
The funky worm. Yep, that's that. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, you said to tell you about the funky worm.
Tell me about the funky worm. My face hurts from laughing.
That's almost a reference to Bo Burnham. Almost. From his second comedy special.
Hmm. Also, the second Toy Story movie. The Barbie at the end of the movie. Bye-bye, bye-bye now. Oh my god, my face hurts so much.
Yeah, he remarks, I don't want you to leave here and be like, oh, my face hurts from smiling, my sides hurt from laughing. And I can't even remember the context beyond that, but just that line just...
Uh-huh.
Every now and then it just sits in my head.
Yeah.
And I blame you for dragging it back.
Yeah, okay.
God damn you. So, he's telling you about the worm. There is some kind of chemical component in there that can cause a severe psychotropic reaction. Mm. For a lot of people, it might just be a series of hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's going to be a lot of people for whom it is a lot more severe.
Mm-hmm.
He can't completely figure out what's happening because he hasn't seen some of these chemical components before in this sort of blend.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not sure how they would necessarily react together in the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
But he does know that some of this would at least cause seizures and probably brain bleeds.
So I ask him, if they can, like, if he can synthesize that same, chemical and maybe perform tests on, rats or anything, mice.
And he says that, unfortunately, animal testing is not really allowed in his office.
Okay. Well, I tried.
It was a good try.
Yeah.
But no, we're not going to dose a lab rat with psychotropic drugs. Ugh.
Well, there go my Friday plans.
Okay, Robert Evans.
No, he would be dosing himself with psychotropic drugs.
Oh, I thought that was your Friday plans.
What, dosing Robert Evans with psychotropic drugs?
Oh, I was going to say dosing yourself, but no. I like that.
It's too late.
I can picture you, like, you leave here, you get this very serious look on your face, you don't go to your usual car, instead you're getting into this, like, beautiful Mercedes, you're driving to the airport, they let you straight in onto the, like, airstrip, and then you're getting in a private jet, and you're flying to Texas, and you go to Texas, and you're going into this house, and it seems really unassuming, and there's this guy, and he just turns around, and he's like, what the fuck, and then you're stabbing him in the neck with a needle, and Robert Evans wakes up on this table, and he's like, what are you doing to me, and you're like, shush, I need to experiment, I need to test these powerful psychotropic drugs.
I don't think he's in Texas right now, but he lives in Portland.
I'm still just picturing you flying to Texas and dosing Robert Evans on a weird psychotropic drug. Even better is I don't even know what Robert Evans looks like. He's just this amorphous blob in my mind.
I do know what Robert Evans looks like, so I can picture it. I would have to be very careful because I do not want him to use his machete sin against me.
What?
You haven't gotten that far in Behind the Bastards yet.
No, I haven't. What did you say?
He's a reverend doctor, and the medicine he practices is machetesin, which is medicine done using machetes.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. He likes to hit things with machetes. It's a hobby of his. Sometimes bagels, sometimes bread, sometimes whatever is thrown at him.
See, this is not what I imagined he would look like, and I'm a little afraid of him now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just staring at these pictures of him. I'm like, this is a crazy person who would absolutely kill a man using either a machete or a bagel or a machete on a bagel.
Yeah, that's Robert Evans, host of Behind the Bastards.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite person who shouts Hitler.
Well, I mean, it's a very short list of people that I like that shout Hitler. So, like, I'm a little frightened now that I laugh at this person so much. I don't want him to hurt me or know where I live.
Yeah. Guess I better unsend that tweet. No, I'm kidding. I'm like, Noel is planning on drugging you with psychotropic drugs. Here's his address so that you can make sure he can.
Okay, now I'm excited for you to send that tweet. Oh my god, can you imagine doing psychotropic drugs with Robert Evans?
It'd be pretty fun, I think.
Yeah.
Last night, I took an edible, and I was listening to the Cult podcast talking about Charles Manson.
Nice.
And it was like a four-part series with a couple of bonus episodes thrown in, so like a total of six episodes. Ew. And I fell asleep halfway through the second one, and because I... Dude, those edibles just knocked me right on my ass. But, like, as I was falling asleep, very weird to be listening to stuff about Charles Manson.
Yeah, I can't imagine that is a good way to go to sleep. You said that podcast is called Cults?
Cult Podcast. It's a yellow picture. It's like a yellow background with red cartoony-looking folks.
Well, I'm glad that you explained all of that while I was trying to type, because I accidentally typed cumped instead.
Cumped podcast. Cults about cumming, which they have covered. And so is Robert Evans. I just listened earlier today to his episodes about John Harvey Kellogg.
I'm about to listen to those, actually. I decided to skip around a little bit because I was getting bored of just listening to dictators. So I wanted to listen to weird people.
Yeah.
I just listened to John McAfee and his
adventures
with something or other PHP.
So that's why you were bringing up Robert Evans and psychotropic drugs. His Christmas episodes he does anti-bastards, so like about some person in history who he really loves. Like he did a fantastic episode, I don't think it was a two-parter, I think it was just one, about Raoul Wallenberg, who is a man who saved a bunch of people during the Holocaust before disappearing and presumably dying in a Russian prison camp.
A gulag.
Yes.
I'm a little bit less interested in listening to the non-bastardy episodes, but...
I would still recommend it if you might not. I love everything Robert Evans touches, so...
I'm a little bit pickier. I like when he dives into the patently absurd, and when he's talking about bad people and the entirely innocuous dumb bullshit that they do, it just tickles me.
Ooh, you know, it's some other ones I listened to yesterday or maybe the day before were about some con artists. One he did, the guy who sold the Eiffel Tower, something von Ludwig, something. I think Ludwig something. And then the second episode he did that week was the guy who sold the Taj Mahal.
I can't remember which podcast it was, but one of the podcasts that I otherwise listened to for a little while covered the dude that sold the Eiffel Tower multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah, because of course he did it multiple times.
Yeah. And that's why we drink? I feel like it was And That's Why We Drink.
It might have. I haven't listened to them in a while.
It would have been one of their earliest episodes. Yeah. I stopped listening to them a long time ago because they wouldn't stop bashing Scorpios, and guess what the fuck I am.
Victor Lustig, that was the name. Yeah, but yeah, I recommend the King of Con Artists, Victor Lustig, and Part 2, India's Most Famous Con Man. Both fantastic episodes, and like, pretty lighthearted. So, you know, it doesn't hurt too much. But yeah, also the Kellogg episodes I just listened to today were very good.
I also like the violent, bizarre ones where it's like, oh, cringe as shit and kind of scary.
Yeah.
They tickle me because it's like scary, cringe, scary people being silly.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's a good combination.
Yeah. I really liked the episodes. God, we're on such a tangent. I enjoyed most episodes. But yeah, like the ones about Stalin. Also,
why did I let you start talking about podcasts? Yeah. Stop. Okay, let's stop now. Yep.
Okay. What do I sniff in the, do I smell anything funny from the tequila bottles?
I like that you stopped and rephrased. It's like, no. Let's stop talking about sniffing things.
Get a good whiff.
It's the exact same smell from the dumpster. I mean, the dumpster, it was a little bit more rot after punch. That's not words, but close enough.
Which tequila are all the tequilas?
There is one specific brand. I'm going to call it... Oh, God, I don't want to say that because I'm pretty sure that's a real brand of tequila.
Pedro's.
I'm pretty sure that's a real brand of tequila. Okay. Actually, here, I've got a made-up word that could work nice for this.
Okay.
Zakubar. Spelled Xacubar. No idea where the fuck it came from originally, but by God, it works for this.
It sounds as techie to me.
Doesn't it? Highly Mexican.
Zakubar. All right, Zakubar. And is it a kind that's got the worm at the bottom?
Incidentally, you can't see into the bottom of the bottle. The bottle is jet black with a very lovely illustration of a Aztec god on the side of the bottle.
Does it say which god it is?
The bottle doesn't, no.
Okay. Can I do a quick Google? See if I can figure out which god it is that way.
Can you do a quick what now?
Google.
Okay, I just wanted to
check. That is what I said.
Oh, no, I figured. I just wanted to double check this.
Okay. You just like to hear me say Google?
Yeah. Also, Google. My hearing's been fucked up for like the past 2 weeks.
Yes, you're impacted earwax.
See, I actually don't think that it's earwax. I was trying to get at some earwax in my ear about 2 weeks ago, though. I don't want to share this on the podcast, but here we are. And I managed to accidentally pressurize my ear well, like the hole in my ear, with my fucking finger. Mm. And when I went to pull my finger out of my ear, I'm pretty sure I fucked up my eardrum for a little minute. So it's still healing.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's still like settling back into place. I still have a slight muffle. Mm. So everything that I say
sounds a little again.
Fun.
And everything that you say
sounds a little again.
So everything is a little distorted and I'm a little fucked up right now. So.
Okay. Anyway, tell me about this god.
It is a... I mean, pretty much it's going to sound bad and a little fucking generalist. Pretty much all of the fucking, like, Aztec gods functionally are like war gods for any other fucking culture. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of how they are. Like, even like, oh yeah, god of the sun, but he stabs everything that he fucking runs into. Yeah. Just fucking religiously.
Well, religiously because he's a god.
Yeah. And that, I think, is actually one of my favorite things about, like, Aztec culture was they were incredibly smart, very sophisticated people. But on the flip side, they were like, yeah, no, we're just going to fucking stab everything. I'm just like, you know what? I'm into it.
I'm so dumb. I was just Googling Aztec gods. Guess how I spelled Aztec?
How'd you spell Aztec?
A-X-T-E-C. Aztec.
You know what? I'm going to look up Aztec gods as well, because I didn't originally intend for you to actually spot this little Easter egg and start researching it.
Oh, well, unfortunately for you.
Yep, that's just how you roll, you evil shit.
Quetzalcoatl, that's who I was thinking of, but I couldn't remember the name exactly. It's a feathered serpent.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this. I'm just going to spell it to you, okay?
Okay.
So you start looking up Aztec gods, and you find a picture that matches the one really beautifully illustrated on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And you stare at the word, and your eyes just kind of run for a second, and you have to really focus. And you have to take it one letter at a time, and that's why I'm not going to be trying to pronounce it. P-I-L-T-Z-I-N-T-E-C-U-H-T-L-I.
Spell that for me one more time. Hold on. Wait, no. Okay. P...
I-L-T-Z-I-N-T.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, that's a fucking... Oh. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Oh, boy. All right. Okay, Wikipedia. Don't fail me now.
Very short entry, but it's highly relevant.
I don't know how to read the thingy that tells you how to pronounce things, so that's not terribly helpful right now.
I used to be able to... But I can't pronounce that, so I'm just going to go with...
Pronunciation. There we go. Apparently it's also kind of mushroom.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Would you let me...
Pieltzintekli.
Pieltzintekli?
Pieltzintekli. Tekitli.
Tekitli. Okay, that makes sense. God of the rising sun, healing, and visions... associated with another name I can't pronounce. The name means the young prince. It may have been another name for another name I can't pronounce, but he is also mentioned as a possibly unique individual, the husband of another name I can't pronounce. He was the lord of the third hour of the night. Name I'm not going to try and say again, was said to be the son of another name and another name, the first man and woman that were created, and was seen as a protector of children. He was also identified as the quote-unquote youthful son, known as Seven Flower, so that's one I can actually say. He was also a god of hallucinatory plants, including mushrooms.
Ah.
He is considered the father of blah, 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 blah. A deity.
I thought, didn't you mention earlier something about wanting to be respectful of cultures?
I can't pronounce these words. I'm not going to pretend. I feel like it's more offensive for me to try and pronounce them and butcher them. So I'm going to spare the poor listeners that actually really understand this and know it.
Okay.
From my dumbass white boy perspective. Anyway, from the father, he's considered the father of such and such a person, a deity who was sacrificed in order to bring forth plants.
Okay. I'm going to call him Pilsner.
Honestly, I looked at that and I was like, Pilsner, Pilsbury, I can't tell. Something mushrooms.
Pills. Mr. Pills.
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 I like it.
All right. Good old Pills.
Or Pilts.
Pilts, okay. I'm going to ask the manager, didn't you say something about having to change a distributor recently for tequila?
And the manager's like, yeah, why?
And I point at that jet black bottle with the god and I would say, this tequila?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me about the new company you're getting it from?
And he shrugs and says, I mean, it's out of the same place in Mexico, so.
Okay. I would stop buying this tequila.
And he raises an eyebrow and says, why?
I noticed a strange smell in the dumpster, something unusual, and I recognize it as the same smell that's coming from this bottle. And I found some dead worms back there that were the same kind that, well, similar to a kind that's from Mexico. And tequila was a common ingredient amongst a lot of the people who died.
And his eyes go a little bit wide, and he's like, Jesus. And he grabs the bottle off of the shelf and grabs a pitcher, and he starts to pour the tequila into the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, one of those worms plops out of the bottle into the pitcher and sinks down to the bottom and is just sort of spinning in place from the, well, the movement of the liquid.
It is dead, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that thing is very goddamn dead.
All right. And I'm going to take a sample of this to confirm with the lab that I'm working with to confirm that this contains the weird chemicals that he said he found in the dead worms. Confirm that it's not something they picked up from the dumpster.
And he slides the whole pitcher over to you, and he's like, take the whole damn thing. I don't need this in my bar.
Okay, and then also I'm going to take down like the information to pass on to the DNI. Be like, here, go after however you do after these this company in Mexico. All
right. So you go ahead and get the shipping information about that company down,
mm-hmm.
And you fire that off to Nathan Cooper, and you make your way over to the lab.
All right. With a pitcher of tequila. No, I'm sure I poured it back in the bottle and then put the
nope,
lid on.
Nope. You got the pitcher balanced in your lap, and you're trying to drive very carefully so you don't spill it all over your legs.
Yeah. It's like that meme about teaching Southerners how to drive in the winter. Drive like your grandma's in her Sunday best, and she's got an uncovered pot of chili in her lap.
Yep. I think about that a lot. Too much, probably. So... you make your way back to the lab, and the guy is staring at you in utter bewilderment as you're bringing in a fucking pitcher of tequila. And then he spots the worm in the bottom, and go ahead, take it from there.
Okay, yeah, I say, hey, so I figured out where the worms are coming from, and I just want to confirm that this tequila contains that strange chemical. It's not like a contaminant from the dumpster or something.
Sorry, another quick aside. I still have Mr. Piltz's little Wikipedia page pulled up. And under notes, it actually does mention the hallucinatory mushroom that that name is associated with. But the link for it is to a specific website that Robert Evans actually names in the John McAfee episode.
Oh!
Yeah. First time hearing about that fucking website was this morning at about 7:45 on the drive home. And then there that fucking word is again, just fucking greeting me. And it's like, oh, hello.
What's the name of the website?
Arrowid.
Okay. It's very, Bader Meinhof.
Yeah. Really weird specific. I've never heard of that website until today. And now my second time seeing it.
Yeah. I that happens to me a lot when I'm listening to podcasts. I'll randomly listen to two podcasts, like two entirely separate shows from different years, and sometimes like back to back, I'll get two podcasts and they reference the same obscure thing. And it's like it's such a like a weird little thing, but it's just like I randomly listen to like an episode of Behind the Bastards and something completely unrelated, like I don't know, Wine and Crime, I don't know. But yeah, just two completely different shows, different topics, and then they mention the same thing. It's like, I just randomly listen to these next to each other.
It's beautiful shit, though.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
So.
Yeah, so I give it to him to test.
And he doesn't even need to test it. He's staring at the worm in the bottom, and he's like, anyone who's drinking this shit is going to be getting that chemical out of that worm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I'll forward that information onto the DNI and be like, here, this is who you guys need to go after.
Give you $5 to try a sip.
The guy says that to me?
Oh, no, I'm saying that to you as a joke.
Okay, no, thank you.
It's just like,
Brand, maybe. No, I'm kidding.
My character won't, but me, yes, please.
All right, so what do I hear from Cooper?
Not a whole heck of a lot at first. It takes a little while for him to get back to you. At this point, it's getting into the evening, and it's almost 9 o'clock before finally he replies, "That is utterly insane. Very good job. I will get the money wired to you soon."
Nifty. I'm gonna reach out to, the Bastard Lord, and ask him to send me info on, the rest of, my targets.
All right. One second. I had all of those lined up. Well, most of those lined up. I wasn't actually able to finish, two of them the way that I want to have them done today.
That's fine. I'm not gonna kill them today.
Cool. Buys a little time. Because otherwise I was going to say, don't go after these two characters. But all right. So he sends you information as best as he can on the following targets. You have Ivan Mavlov, Lucia Ortega, Moira Slattery, Harvey Chandler, Randolph August, Teresa Devereaux, and Chelsea Carnema.
And who is the closest to where I'm at?
So that's the tricky part, is the closest is currently Harvey Chandler, but for a lot of these targets, that's going to be going international.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, Harvey Chandler is probably the closest. He is, let me see here, let me double check the map. Last that Harvey Chandler's actual location was really known, he had retreated to Endom.
Where's that?
The furthest northernmost point in all of Kanata.
Ah!
Yeah.
That sounds unpleasant.
Yep. So
well, I suppose it's May, so it can't be too bad right now. But
it's still going to be pretty nippy, and
I mean, even Alaska gets warm in the summer.
Not that warm. There's still, like, snow and slush
not around. Necessarily. I mean, it depends on how north in Alaska you go, but
pretty fucking north, but let me double check here. Nome, Alaska. Temperature. I don't think Google gets that question very much. It is currently August, and it's raining there, and currently the temperature is 47 degrees.
Hmm.
So it might not be snowy there right now, but it's still not super warm.
Nome temperature in May. Nome temperatures by month. Here we go.
Hey, I was pulling up the same thing.
Yeah, their high in August is 57 all months. May, high of 41. Yeah, Nome low does of not... 30. Yeah. That's interesting. Their low in March is lower than their low in January. Or maybe that was just this year. I don't know exactly what their data set is.
That's not what I'm seeing. Their low in May is lows of 31, January 2.
No. I'm saying in March their lowest is at 1. I was just commenting that it's
unusual that it's
colder in March than February. But that might have just been this year. Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was jumping in to say, I see what you meant, and I was mistaken. I was still looking at May. I missed that you talked about March.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this is weather averages. This is not just for this year.
Okay.
These are the averages.
Yeah, that's interesting then, that March tends to be colder than February.
Isn't that when they experience their 30 days of night?
No, I would think that would be in December. Because that's when the winter equinox is. Or winter solstice, not equinox. Or was I right the first time? Because there's summer solstice.
I can't lie, I stopped listening because I'm actually doing the research. Yeah, I'm looking up the actual answer of when that roughly happens.
I think equinoxes are in fall and spring, and then solstices are in summer and winter.
What was that?
Oh, I was trying to remember if it was winter equinox or solstice.
Solstice.
Yeah, yeah, and then I remembered equinoxes are in fall and spring.
The equinoxes are equal. The solstice is the longest winter, longest night, summer, longest day. Spring and fall are where it balances out.
Yeah, because the solstice, I think, is like the 21st of December?
I can't remember. I think that one's actually the 22nd.
Mm. No, I was right. It is the 21st.
What, for the equinox?
Solstice.
Oh, solstice, yeah. The solstice is the 21st. Fall equinox is September 22nd.
Gotcha. Okay. I forgot what month it is. Never mind. Ignore me.
You thought it was...
I forgot that it is not September.
Yep.
So what will have just happened when you hear this? Should we leave this
diatribe in?
Tangent.
All right. Would you like a nice spoiler on how much you're getting for that?
Sure.
For a relatively easy job that involved no fucking killing and minimal mystery solving and just took, like, maybe about an episode and a half,
mm-hmm.
You're making 18K.
Oh, we'll take it. Yep. That was some easy money.
Hey, it's nice when you start to actually build up a rep in a fucking agency.
Yeah, it was a fun little job, though, a little detective work.
Right? I've been trying to figure out weird things to tuck in there. Yeah. And...
As somebody who likes true crime, I do enjoy that. And I know investigation is kind of supposed to play a bigger role in Mythos than it has with Travis.
Yeah, the stabby shooties are a little less important than the haunty whatties.
Yeah.
Haunty. That was terrible.
Anyway, that's been Midtown Mythos, this fun tangent-filled episode. I hope you still enjoyed it, despite all the tangents. I still enjoyed it. It's fun chatting with my friend, believe it or not.
Yeah, I feel like part of the appeal on this is that we are friends and we enjoy just chatting. Because, mm-hmm. like, you don't really get that a lot on other podcasts. Either they're, like, just riffing on each other and trying to one-up each other with weird, gross-out jokes mm-hmm. or... something like that. Yeah. And we do a little bit of that, but it's like we chat. Yeah. We have human conversations and feelings. Yeah. We're human.
It's one of the things I like about the show Stop Podcasting Yourself is it's a little bit interview, because when they have a guest on, you know, they don't necessarily interview them. But it's just like, it's just a conversation between friends. And I just like to put it on while I'm playing a game where I don't have to pay a ton of attention to the podcast I'm listening to. Yeah. It's just like being in a room with friends, but you're obviously not participating in that conversation.
That would make me incredibly sad. I don't think I could do that.
Aw.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to be Null's friend because he's sad, you can find him on Twitter at MXMNull.
I mean, I might not reply for 6 months, but by God, I'll be so excited when I do see that message.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you want to be another one of Bran's weird cult of humans that actually, you know, chat with her because she is sociable.
Am I?
Kind of, yeah. On Twitter, you reply a remarkable amount and you interact with people.
A little bit.
A lot more than me. Okay, like, infinitely more than I do. Like, if you reply 4 times in a month, you have replied infinitely more than me. Anyway, that
is... I talked to Ruby Stiff and random
Brannigan Star, 2 R's.
And the show Twitter is at Midtown Mythos. You can also find the show...
Facebook is Midtown Mythos.
Sorry.
And then there's the Patreon, which is not Midtown Mythos. That is Stars and Void.
Yes, because we do another show called The Long Shot Club. And in that show, we watch movies and we do a little bit about a chat about them. We have 3 questions we answer for each movie. First question is, what's your favorite thing about the movie? Which, you know, a lot of I find it fun, you know, because even if you don't like the movie, you still have to pick something you like about it. You also have to choose your least favorite thing about a movie, which can be difficult in a movie you really enjoy. Third question is random for every single episode, and sometimes it's something serious, like what was the moral of the story, and sometimes it's something that's not so serious, like
who could have been replaced with a John Stamos cutout?
Yeah, or were there any... we had one about pets. It was like something about, were there any pets or would this have changed
if
the main character had a cat?
We've had so many animal questions. It's fucking obnoxious. I'm probably going to like veto animal questions for a little bit.
Or which character you want to see get eaten by badgers.
Yeah. But on a related note, if you would like to jump in, now's actually a really good time to do so real quick, because that show just had a special bonus episode drop. So on the Patreon, there is a tier called Nathan the Terrible, where they can request a movie and have like strict access to that episode for a month. Imagine that, being able to just enjoy that a month before everyone else. You and all your other fellow Nathans just getting access to something special. Well, one of those actually was done for the movie Primer, and that has just come out 3 days ago.
Yeah, it was a good movie. You should listen to us talk about it.
And, Ellie hated it.
Yes, Ellie did not like that movie. Ellie, Null's lovely girlfriend, who joins us for the Long Shot Club. And while we're talking about Patreon, I would also like to give a shout out to the person who that tier is named for, Nathan. Thank you for being a patron and a friend. And then also to Scout Manhattan, who kindly lent her name to the show. Because she paid to lend her name to the show.
She is fantastic, though. She was so excited and replied, and she was just so nice.
Yay.
Nathan, you have some things to learn.
Oh, she... I'm just kidding. Did she, after those episodes came out?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I had message saying, hey, what pronouns should this character have?
Okay,
sort of what should be the most forwardly presented gender? And I didn't get a reply, so I just sort of hazarded on female pronouns, because I remember that from the Twitter you had pointed me at.
Yes.
And it turns out I hit the fucking mark and the character was fabulous. It's like, okay, I didn't fuck this up. I feel good. I've completely forgotten what I was saying. Oh, the show email is midtownmailbag@gmail.com. Unfortunately, at this point, if you're sending in questions for the big, like, end of season, whatchamacallit, I'm probably not going to get those until after we've recorded that. But I might still release some of the stuff as a freebie on Patreon, no tier purchases required.
Yeah, or he might just email you back and answer your question.
That's possible too, but I don't know. I like the idea of sharing these. I like the idea of sharing information with people. If people take interest, I like to be nice.
Talk to people.
Maybe I'll throw it on Twitter. Probably not.
You on Twitter, lol.
Okay, we've reached the part of the episode. You've already talked about the Discord.
Yes.
Now tell us the most recent thing.
Yeah, so
seconds.
Tell you a little bit about the game that I'm playing on that Discord with Nathan and our friend Tom. They play an inventor and a mage, and they've been kind of doing their own thing for a while. They got split apart, but they're now reunited, and they reunited, and it feels so good because...
Friendship.
Well, friendship, and then also the powerless are trying to take over Nathan's character.
Nice. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, because that was only 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. The way you kept, like, it looked like you were about to turn the phone to show me it was about to run out of time.
No.
So.
I was turning it so that, like, you knew that the timer was running. Because when I was originally tapping, I was trying to get my phone to wake up. It wasn't even awake. And you were like, da-da-da, inventor, da-da-da, mage.
I'm used to you rushing me. Oh, well. But yeah, I hit the important notes.
Yeah. And we've already talked about the movie podcast. Days and Days are fabulous. They did our theme music. It wasn't originally our theme music. We asked permission and they said yes, and we love them.
Because they are so awesome, and that song is Post-Party Depression off their album, Rogue Taxidermy.
They are fabulous. They have another album out. Actually, at this point, for all I know, they might have another one out. They do not waste time. They are a very proficient band, and we love them.
Proficient?
Yes.
I've never heard that word before. Did you mean prolific?
No, but I feel like there was another word that I meant, and then proficient came out.
Hmm.
But I did not mean prolific. But yeah, no, the point is, they do not waste time. They get things done. They knock out a lot of stuff, and they do good. They are good.
They are good.
And finally, on a final note, if you have enjoyed any of the crap that you have heard today, on this episode or frankly any other, just mention us to a couple of friends, because that little bit of love our way. I should never do that voice. I think I just lost us 5 listeners. Hopefully it'll actually get some momentum going for the show, even though I think I just cost us all our listeners. I'm so sorry. Good night.
No, I don't think anybody listens to the credits, so I'm sure we're fine.
Tell me when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you were flying your white flag, who never gave up? When the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you were flying your white flag, who never gave up?
I just realized I just kind of dumped all my dice in a pile. I didn't try and organize them today.
Fool.
Yeah, I feel dirty. I need to organize these.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No.
Just gonna watch me?
Yep.
Okay, that's fair.
You got a pleasing face and a cuddly dad bod.
I really hope that made that on the mic.
It did. I can see the spikes.
Yes!
Yeah, oh, I figured this whole thing was going to get cut, yeah.
You cut the whole episode. Shut down the show, we're done.